Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's not wait any longer. Solana, let's hit it with Set Your Ass Down.
Damn, set your ass down and shut up. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Damn, set your ass down and shut up.
Holla, holla.
Sit
holla,
down.
Holla,
I love that open. That's one of the best things you've ever produced, Solana. All right, we're going to take your phone calls, and first we'll go around the room. We'll give you our set your ass downs for the week, and then we'll go to the phone calls, and someone is going to get a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, where you can get the Hockman Burger. You can get several Hockman Burgers for $50, and you will enjoy them, guaranteed. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, I've got them in Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. I'm going to go outside the world of sports. I'm going to tell Pete Davidson, the comedian, set your ass down. I read this in the Chicago Tribune online. It says if you go to a Pete Davidson show, and I know he's coming here, you go to a Pete Davidson show, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement that penalizes you $1 million if you tweet or Instagram any opinions about the performance. Sources confirmed to Variety that Davidson's non-disclosure agreement was to be handed out prior to his November 30th show at the Chicago's Vic Theater, which was a couple days ago. One attendee, Stacey Young, originally discovered by Consequence of Sound, posted the NDA on her Facebook account. It stated, "The individual shall not give any interviews, offer any opinions or critiques, or otherwise participate by any means in any form whatsoever, included but not limited to blogs, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or any other social networking or other websites, whether now existing or hereafter created." Wow. And if you don't sign the NDA, you get your money back, but you are not allowed in the show. The fine for breaking the NDA, $1 million. In the event of breach of this agreement, individual shall pay company upon demand as liquidated damages the sum of $1 million plus any out-of-pocket expense. Pete Davidson, set your ass down.
What is going on with this guy?
Who you need to set their ass down?
I'm staying with sports, but it's not a player. It is a commentator. At the Ohio State-Michigan game, Ohio State been done bashed their mouth in 56-27. J.K. Dobbins, their running back, who's going to go to the NFL and be a great player, he had 31 attempts for 211 yards, 4 touchdowns, 7 yards per carry. The boy went crazy. Gus Johnson, the commentator.
Love Gus Johnson.
He comes on and says, you know that J.K. Dobbins, yeah, his mom almost aborted him. She went to the doctor. She went to the doctor, and then she decided not to do it.
Get out of here.
That's her miracle baby. After this man just won the biggest game, the biggest rivalry in college football right now, I would say Gus Johnson need to set your ass down for sitting there telling a damn abortion story. It's supposed to be a celebratory time. A celebratory and abortion, just they don't go together. They don't go together. Gus Johnson, set your ass down.
Alejandro Solana, who do you need to set their ass down this week?
Last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, both of you were off. Alex Dono and Brian Monroe filled in. We did a Thanksgiving Day food draft. The draft order was as follows. John Beeson, first overall pick. Adam Beasley, second overall pick. Tito Banach, Doug Plagans, third and fourth overall pick. John Beeson, first overall pick, went with mac and cheese. Adam Beasley, second overall pick, green bean casserole. I'm telling both of those guys a double set your ass down because it's the worst Thanksgiving Day food number one and number two picks ever in the history of any food draft.
Well, how could turkey not go number one? I mean, I love mac and cheese and I happen to love green bean casserole as well. Yeah. But how does turkey not go number one?
I'm not sure.
Is Beeson a vegan? too damn big-ass vegan, ain't it? Good grief.
I just want to make sure I have this right. For the food draft on the radio show, you booked John Beeson, Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, and Tito Banach, a producer who doesn't work at this station anymore that no one's ever heard of?
Well, he was the creator of the food draft, so we pay respects to the great Tito Banach by always
having
him.
Sometimes you got to move on.
There was no food draft before Tito Banach was born?
Never on these stations, on these airwaves.
I mean, sometimes you just got to move on. You don't always have to pay homage. I'm going to tell Dono and Brian Monroe they got to set their ass down. For booking Tito Banach on the show.
He books more people for Brian Monroe and Donald than he does for us.
All right, Dan Day, he runs our affiliate division. Dan Day, who do you need to set the ass down?
Got to send it out to Georgia Tech defensive back Trey Swilling. First of all, your team had a garbage season, even though they beat the U. We're not going to talk about that. He's had a garbage season. Then they got slaughtered by Georgia 52-7 this weekend. Got into a fight with a freshman on the field, guy by the name of George Pickens. Not only did Trey Swilling get punched in the face, he got thrown into a wall like a chump. So for that, Trey Swilling, set your ass down.
Set your ass down. All right, let's quickly go to the calls here because we've run out of time. And someone needs to win a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Try to make it quick. Ralph in Sunrise, who do you need to set the ass down?
No Ralph.
Josh in Hialeah, who do you need to set the ass down?
I want to tell every Philadelphia Eagles fan that was there with me in that section, cheering in my face, telling me, go birds, fly, Eagle, fly. Eagles fan, set your ass down.
Oh, you got
And I just want to end it with, go turds, cry, Eagles, cry.
You've got my heart on that one because my wife is from Philly, so is her family. I hate everyone from Philly. Including them.
I had to hit a guy with it. Do you want me to punch you in your face or not?
Good for you.
During the game, I had to say that to a
Good
dude.
For you.
Thank you.
To John Kajemi? That's crazy.
I went to get me a damn hot dog at the concession stand.
Somebody was doing a fly, Eagles, fly
and the dude
nonsense.
Walked up to me. He was like, hey, go Eagles. And I was like, you good, bro. No, I want you to talk trash back to me. I said, bro, you want me to punch you in your face? Oh, bro, my bad. I didn't know it was going to go there.
Oh, my God. Rick and Davey. I'd like you to set your ass down, Rick and Davey. Go ahead. Who do you want to set the ass down?
First of all, Crowder, happy 36th birthday, my brother.
Appreciate you, man. That's my homeboy, Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to tell both of you because, you know, Hawk, you're supposed to be this music guru, and you were talking about, I can understand Crowder, but you're talking about great female think white singer, and you left out the greatest of all, who's a member of your tribe, Barbara Streisand.
Well, here's the problem.
Wait.
I saw your text, Rick. I was telling him that he can't go as far back as Carol Channing for a great white singer. First of all, I don't like Barbara Streisand's music, and I don't really like Mel Brooks movies, so you may need to check my Judaism at the door. But Barbara Streisand was popular in the 70s. I was looking for something a little more contemporary, Rick.
No, she was good until the 80s. And trust me, I'm not a fan of her because she's part of the, you know, the Communist Party and the Socialist Party. But
set
your ass down. She's the greatest white female
singer.
Set
your ass down for spreading fake news, Rick. Chris in Miami Lakes. Chris, who do you need to set the ass down?
All right, I'm going to set down Nick Saban for saying that it was unfair. The referees that when they call the penalty, and especially they're not in the playoffs this year, so he needs to sat his ass down.
I'm with that, man.
I'm with
Nick
Chris.
Saban can always sat his ass down. Frank in Fort Lauderdale. Frank, who do you need to set the ass down?
You know, I need to set Adam Gase's sorry butt down for thinking he's an NFL coach and giving the Dolphins and the Bengals their first win of the season. What a loser that guy is.
What a loser. Adam Gase can set his ass down.
I like that one.
Andrew in Miami Lakes, who do you need to set the ass down?
I want to nominate Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, who came out last week and said the sport is doing better than ever, yet half the tracks are empty. Record low TV ratings. All the top drivers are retiring. And in 75 days, they have no title sponsor for their sport.
What an embarrassment. Steve Phelps, set your ass down, boy.
Man.
I don't know much about NASCAR, so I'll have to take his word for it. I didn't know that attendance was struggling and whatnot, but the president of NASCAR can set his ass down.
Maybe they should make him go the other way on the track.
Juan in Miami, who do you need to set the ass down?
They've been going left for 30, 40, 50 years.
Let him go right.
So all the other six callers, set y'all ass down.
Set your ass down, all the other callers. I like that. Finally, Sonny in Pompano. Who do you need to set the ass down, Sonny?
Devontae Parker need to sat his ass down. I'm going to tell you why. He caught an attitude after the game when they were saying, what do you think about all the criticism you've been getting in the past? And then he caught an attitude with the reporters. Oh, I always knew about my abilities, blah, blah, blah. No, you need to sat your ass down. You weren't doing nothing for years, and now you're doing something. So everybody's giving you props now. Even Crowder had to eat clone now and say you're good.
All right. That's a good one. Well thought out. There you go. Devontae Parker needs to sat his ass down. So here we are. We've got a vote for the winner. Gets $50 at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. You can check out the website, tuckerdukes.com. When you're there, you can get the Hockman Burger. Caller one, Eagles fans. Caller two, me and Crowder. That was Rick and Davey. He ain't winning. Caller three, Nick Saban needs to sat his ass down. Adam Gase, caller four. The president of NASCAR, caller five. All the other callers, caller six. Devontae Parker needs to sat his ass down. Caller number seven. My vote goes for caller number one, Josh. Josh, who said Eagles fans, man, they are unctuous. They are hard to be around. And I'm with him. Eagles fans, especially after what the Dolphins did to them yesterday, need to set their ass down. Who you voting for?
I got
to
go with caller seven because he swung me and it brought emotion out of me. Devontae Parker, I hate people that have success. And when you talk to them about their success, they talk about how you used to doubt them. Hey, man, great game. You weren't saying that 2 years ago. Set your ass down, Devontae. Say thank you for having a great game. You're figuring out the NFL. I'm with, man. That's the best one I heard today.
Really?
Devontae Parker, set your ass down.
I thought that was the worst one, besides Rick's, who always is the worst one. Solana, you will be the deciding vote.
I'm going with caller number one, Josh, I hate Eagles fans.
Oh, the worst.
The whole city of Philadelphia can sat their ass down.
The entire city. All right, so caller one there that was
Josh.
All right, Josh, you've got $50 at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. When you get there, sat your ass down and get a Hockman Burger.
We got to get over there for the end of the year.
I know. I was thinking about going last night, and then I got.
I said we. You hear how selfish he is?
No,
we need to get over there. Yeah, I was thinking about it.
You didn't
it
let
yesterday.
Me finish. I was thinking about going there last night, and then I thought to myself, I really only enjoy going there with Crowder.
Lie.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.